Yes, when you stop working for your current employer, even though you have a valid period of stay endorsed in your passport, your privilege to work ceases at the point of your termination of employment, but your privilege to reside continues until your current limit of stay expires, which is 2018 in this instance, or until the Immigration Department take it away from you, but they never do, so you really have nothing to worry about in that respect. Now, as regards kind of getting around the idea that you can be a freelance writer, terra firma Hong Kong, but then direct the commercial affairs in relation to your freelance writing activities through an offshore entity, that being a decent strategy to manage your process through to the 7-year anniversary, well, I think you're going to sort of run into two troubles with that. First is that the Inland Revenue Department would certainly have something to say about that, because if you are in Hong Kong carrying on a business, then you need to be reporting your income to the Inland Revenue Department so that they can assess you for taxation accordingly. So clearly, from a revenue perspective, the idea that you might be able to remain in Hong Kong working in the fashion that you're suggesting is problematic and could end up in jail as a result of that. So clearly it's not something that I recommend that you you consider. Secondly is really the more important idea all told about sort of, you know, getting around the requirement for the Immigration Department's permission, because you're working in Hong Kong and you are working terra firma in Hong Kong, and the Immigration Department regulate activity in Hong Kong, and they're really not concerned about where you are paid or how you are paid, or indeed if you are paid for the work that you do. So there's no getting around it, unfortunately. If your intention is to remain in Hong Kong under your current limit of stay, you absolutely need to adjust your immigration status through to what would be business investment in your circumstances, because that's the only opportunity for immigration status that would afford you the ability to do what you're planning to do, that is freelance activity. But as you've pointed out, the problem there is that the test for approval for that business investment visa, requiring you to make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, is arguably not going to pass muster with the Immigration Department, because by being a one-man show, you are essentially contributing to the economy of you and not the economy of Hong Kong as such, certainly in terms of how the Immigration Department set up the approvability criteria. So yes, that is problematic. So really the only thing that I can suggest that you do is to set up a limited liability company, grow your ambitions in terms of essentially what your business might end up looking like over the course of the next 2 to 3 years. Park the idea that you can be a freelancer or a one-man show, because that doesn't fly. Make an application to the Immigration Department to show that your proposed activities will result in you creating local jobs, that you've got a properly set up office, and that you've got the financial resources and the other sort of contingent resources around you to ensure that the Immigration Department can be satisfied that you've got a sustainable business. Now, if you are able to put all that together, given that you're an existing resident and the Immigration Department on the 5th floor of Immigration Tower, that's the residence section, will be considering this application. They do look at these applications with a preference to approve, if at all possible, rather than refuse, because they don't want to pull the rug from under your residence, given that you've been here 4.5 years. But you need to understand that freelancing one-man companies don't get approved, so you have to, as I say, think about your business plan in a different way and articulate a different story to the Immigration Department, because, you know, one-man bands are not really the order of the day when it comes to investment visas. So that would be your mechanism to get the Immigration Department's permission to carry you through lawfully all the way to your, what I assume is your 2017 7-year anniversary date. And if you are able to get the Immigration Department's permission and you carry on your business in the way that you're planning to carry on your business, and that you've taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence, and you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for the requisite 7 years, and the absences during those 7 years have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad, then you'll find that you'll be able to satisfy the approval criteria and qualify for the right of abode. But just to sort of answer your final question, assuming that you did stay here until 2018 but didn't work or pay taxes, then you would have an obligation to persuade the immigration department that you have remained settled in Hong Kong throughout all of this time. And if that entails you not having taken up employment here for 2.5 years, given that the visa status that you've got anticipates you working in Hong Kong, it may be that the immigration department are not persuaded of your settlement, or indeed that you've possibly been in Hong Kong lawfully for the purpose of qualifying for the right of abode. So it's not a strategy that I would suggest, that is, by not working or not paying taxes in the last 2.5 years. I would urge you strongly to go down the investment visa route, get yourself approved that way, and remain in Hong Kong on the basis that the Immigration Department expect you to be here, so that you can qualify for the amazing privilege, indeed the right of abode, when you have been here for 7 years. Okay, I hope you found that useful.